Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He was a goner. He was in the box, the buyer. He was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. We call her the widow of Nain. You know, if you look around in the world today, there are many books, right? You go to the stores, you see them on Kindles and everywhere else. There's a book for everything. If you're pregnant, what's the standard book you have to get? What to expect when you're expecting, right? If you're into cooking, you might get the book, How to Cook Everything. It's a classic. If you're into hiking, there's a guide for every hiking trail in the Smokies, the Guide to the Smokies, plenty of books. There's a book for everything. But you note that there is no book for what to do when you're in a box. I guess the publishers think that market is dead. There are some misconceptions if you're in a box, some big misconceptions, by the way. You're not a present waiting to be unwrapped. You're not on your way to the Amazon Fulfillment Center. And there are no free shipping with funeral homes. And if there were a book for what to do if you're in the box, it might simply be very simple. You might see chapter 1, don't move. Chapter 2, stay put. Chapter 3, bring a book like what to do when you're expecting or how to cook everything. Destination unknown. That might be what many people think about death. Destination unknown. But in truth, the body in the box has a destination. Mother Earth. Unless. In the text today we hear the unless, don't we? Unless that box comes in contact with the Lord, gets a touch of life from the hand of Christ Jesus, and comes alive again, like the widow's son, the widow of Nain. As the text says, he touched the buyer. He didn't touch the body. He touched the buyer. And that makes me glad. It should make you glad too. One day, I'll be in that box, and so will you. And you've seen friends, and I've seen friends. I've had family, you've had family that are in the box. But what do we say? What do we know about Jesus from this text? Something very, very important, don't we? Brings more emphasis, if you will, more meaning to that text that St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8. Who can separate us from the love of God in Christ? Can height, or depth, or angel, or demon, or anything else in all creation, like a box, can that separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? And the answer? No. Jesus, after he rose from the dead, remember where the disciples were 1 week later? In the upper room. And the door was locked. Did that stop Jesus from entering into the room? No. Jesus passed through the box. Christians are not to think outside the box. We're not to think inside the box either. We think through the box, don't we? Life passed through the buyer. Jesus' hand touching, not the body, the buyer. In other words, God comes through the box. The reason why Jesus did this miracle, I think, is very clear from the text. It says why. He saw the woman. She was a widow. She had no husband. She saw the son. The son was dead. And Jesus had compassion. He says to the woman, do not weep. It's within God's power, right, and privilege to turn weeping into joy. It's within God's will to reveal what happens when you know the Son, Jesus Christ. It's within God's will to show the power of knowing His Son and the purpose of Christ here on earth, which is to show His strength over our greatest weakness, death and grave. In other words, when you're in the box. But sometimes the littlest detail in the text stands out for us and makes us confidence in God's power to save. He touched the box, and the boy sat up. When the people saw this great miracle, when they saw the sun rise, when they saw him get up, how did they respond? They said, aha, a great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. I think this tells us something about those people in Nain. I think they understood a little bit of the Old Testament. Did you hear the Old Testament reading today? I warned you at the beginning, did I not? There's a relation between the Old Testament reading and the gospel today. There was a widow that Elijah saw, and what did Elijah do? He raised the son back to life. He laid on him three times, raised the son, gave the son back to his mother. And Jesus, what did he do in the text today? He sees a widow, the widow of Nain. What does he do? He touches the bier, he raises the son, and gives it back to his mother. Resurrections don't just simply prove that Jesus is God. Think about that. Resurrections don't just simply prove that Jesus is God. Resurrections also have this purpose: to reunite mother and child, to reunite family once again. This pleases God. And this is how we are taught to believe about life and death. Our loved ones who die in the Lord are in a loving relationship, temporarily separated by the pangs of sin and death. That's how Jesus, the Son of God, who would not yet be crucified but will be crucified and die and rise himself, has the power within him to raise the widow's son and give the son back to his mother. He didn't do it just to awe the crowd, but because he had compassion on that mother. He wants to reunite family. Is that not a good reason for us to rejoice today? God's resurrection, the salvation that he reveals in his holy word, not just to prove that he's God, however good that is, but it's for a great reunion. And heaven? Not just a place of, aha, it's true, although it is, but it's also a place of a great reunion. What do we say about today's text? Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, not even a box. Jesus had compassion and reunites mother and child. God has compassion. He touched the box. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.